Good morning.
Good morning.
What shall we discuss?
I have a lot of things to discuss, so I'm going to try to keep it going. Because I haven't talked to you in a while. Well, I have, but more directly. You know what I mean. Okay, oh, let's go down the list. So, how well do I rate from 1 to 10 with Sterling, New York?
And your impression?
Like a 9 or maybe
8.
8? Okay. How about Cuba?
That would depend. It would depend on the area. Some areas I would express likely a 9. Some I would express likely a 3.
Like more like a rural area, like mountains or something, perhaps I would jive more with.
Well, there's the Orient, which is the eastern part where there's more mountains and.
Yeah, because I like my mountains.
And there's the western part where Havana is and all that. Mm-hmm.
It depends on the area and the community. Okay. I would express that you would likely resonate with areas in which the community is more native, less industrial.
Yes. Definitely. Okay, that's very good to know. Do I have any, I guess we'll use the term, famous focuses in this physical reality?
Presently?
In the past.
Past, yes. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps can you give me maybe, I'm just curious, just a couple.
Famous focuses. You have several. I would express that you incorporate one that you could research. In the mid-20th century, a man the main physicist that developed one of the atom bombs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, then isn't it like stirring the pot?
It would express that you also incorporate a famous opera singer in Rome in the early 1900s. You incorporate another famous focus in the 1800s, also a male. The individual in Rome is a female. In the 1800s, you incorporate a male individual that is a physician. And became quite well renowned for experimental practices that were quite innovative. That that will give you a clue to
research. Chew on. Perhaps any in the Gurdjieff system, by chance.
Famous focus?
No, not a famous focus, excuse me. I meant a focus in, did I have a, you know, in the time of Gurdjieff, did I have a focus at all? Did I participate in the Gurdjieff? Yes. Okay. Can you possibly give me a name?
Research and feel into it.
Okay.
What you resonate with.
Okay.
I would express that if you genuinely evaluate, you already have some inkling of what you resonate with.
It wasn't de Salzman, was it? Madame de Salzman? No? Yes? Yes? That's what I thought. Cool.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. Alright, moving on now. Am I considered more of a leader type or supporter?
Supporter.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you my impressions of, is my focus color purple and my essence color yellow? Yeah. See, I doubt myself too much. That's my problem.
Which is quite common.
Yes. I would like to ask you about what are my core truths. I have some impressions, such as autonomy, integrity. And then there's, you know, I was really trying to think about it, and there's words I don't know specifically how to describe it, but, you know, like respecting people's boundaries, that could maybe fall under integrity. But I was just curious if you had any impressions more about my core truths.
Respect. That would be a significant one.
Okay. All right. I definitely feel that. All right. So, sorry, I'm just going through here. Okay. Earlier this year, I had incorporated a very strange breathing issue, a very tightness in the chest. I quit smoking cigarettes on March 24th, and then maybe a couple weeks after that, I was having very shallow breath. To move around at all was making me, like, I couldn't breathe. It was very scary. I live upstairs, so I couldn't get up my stairs. As a result, I went to the ER. I've been to the ER 3 times this past year. I'm now on an inhaler that I use as needed. Why am I manifesting this? What am I not seeing? And how can I get myself off this inhaler? Because I don't like pharmaceutical meds.
First of all, what is your assessment? Or what have you noticed in relation to the timing and in relation to what you have been experiencing? What have you noticed?
I guess the only thing I can come up with, I thought about this because I knew you were going to ask me. Some sort of constriction is going on. Maybe because I stopped smoking, am I constricting myself? Or is it some, it's like a constriction in the chest and in my bronchial region.
Now, stop thinking about the smoking.
Okay.
And stop thinking about that type of direction.
Okay.
Now, allow yourself to evaluate this year and what has been occurring that you feel restricted by, or the potential of being restricted by, not necessarily feeling restricted yet, but the potential of feeling restricted and not being comfortable. Think bigger picture.
Could it be, perhaps, I know that I live in a more highly populated area and I'm not used to that, and I feel maybe a feeling of congestion with all the people and all the houses, but even though I've lived there for a couple of years, I don't know what's any different this year. I've really thought about this, and that's a possibility.
Think bigger picture.
Am I restricting myself in perhaps an esoteric or the spiritual? Oh.
Let me express in this manner first. It is very common when individuals are expressing some physical manifestation that you automatically begin narrowing your field of vision. You automatically begin with the narrowest observation, which is only your body consciousness. Then you begin to expand that slightly and you begin thinking about what only you feel and what you are engaging in your personal life.
Okay.
What most individuals generally don't consider, but is a significant factor, is that at different time frameworks, there are considerable massive waves of energy that are occurring all around you, and it does incorporate an influence, and it can actually, depending upon what type of waves of energy are occurring and what is the energy that is being expressed in mass, it can be very oppressive. Which, in that your body responds or reacts to that by generating how that is affecting you personally. Now, what I would express to you is why now rather than a different time framework. Mm-hmm. Yes, a part of it is your community or the area that you reside in that is incorporating a different feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but that is also being influenced, and this is the reason that I was expressing, think of the bigger picture.
Okay.
That there is tremendous waves of energy that are occurring this year.
Yes.
And the reason is that there are considerable changes that are occurring this year. And there is a tremendous political action that is occurring. And it is not only your country that is involved. The world is involved in this present situation, your country is merely the image of what is occurring. This is the reason that the world is watching so closely what your country is doing, and the people in your country are very divided. Yes. And in that, I would express that if there are factors in an individual's community that are already somewhat uneasy, meaning if the individual, such as yourself, is already feeling somewhat unnatural in their environment, but has been overriding that for a time framework, and in your terms, you think you are adjusting, or you are coping with the situation, and you give yourself justifications for that, and that this is where you are, and regardless that it may not be optimal, you are coping with it. Then you add to that, whereas you could override those factors previously, when you add to that these tremendous waves of energy, that community and that divided energy becomes more and more obvious, and you feel it more and more, even if the community around you is, let us say, a majority, and it may not be a large majority, even a small majority, in similar expression to yourself, there's enough opposition that is occurring, there's enough division that is occurring, that it becomes very emphasized. And in that, individuals are reacting to all of these energies. Some individuals may be more aware of what they are reacting to, but I would actually express that for the most part, not actually. Most individuals are not. They are noticing experiences. They are aware of what they themselves are experiencing. They maybe even generate some correlations with other individuals around them or that are close to them, but they're not quite generating those connections that it is larger than that, that there are very strong energies that are influencing, and an expression such as constriction would be very accurate.
Okay, are some people more susceptible to than others?
Most definitely. Although I would express in this present time framework, this particular year, it has been building and building and building in energy, and
I don't want to be stuck like that, though, because
I would express no. In this, there are several factors that are building in energy, and it is not a permanent situation. Okay. And there are actions that you can do that can aid in alleviating that pressure, and what your reaction to all this energy is. The first piece is recognizing that your body is reacting to all of this energy. Let me express to you in this manner. If you were to walk in the woods, and you are, let us say, in a happy and carefree mood, and you are enjoying yourself, and you are walking in the woods, and you walk through poison ivy. And you don't notice that you walk through poison ivy. Your body will react to that outside source.
Yes, it has many times this year.
And in that, regardless that you are thinking and feeling, you are in a good mood, you are enjoying yourself, and you are happy that you are walking through the woods and you are communing with nature, when you exit the woods, you will likely be uncomfortable and itching and burning and incorporating considerable reaction, and your body will be reacting to that outside source.
Okay.
Your body reacts to other outside sources that are not necessarily seen or not necessarily physical. That does not mean that your body is not coming in contact with that. It is. Therefore, your body is coming in contact with those energies, and it is reacting in a similar manner that it would react if it encountered and came into contact with poison ivy. It would react to that outside source, especially if that outside source is contrary to your energy. Or, and this is not merely a matter of disagreeing. I'm speaking more than disagreeing. But in that, if that energy is contrary to your energy, or if there is anything within you, any associations that can be triggered in a threat by that energy.
Okay.
If that energy is threatening or perceived as being threatening, your body will automatically react to that in an obvious capacity. Now, in this, your body is reacting in a physical manifestation of constriction. Restriction.
Yes.
That is the key point for what you are reacting to, is all of this energy, how you are processing that or receiving that in a potentially restricting manner, and that it feels threatening. Now, you may not dwell on it, or you may not be thinking about it continuously.
Yeah.
That does not mean, in like manner to the poison ivy, that it does not exist and it is not there.
Now, why do some people get poison ivy? Like, I'm horribly allergic to it, and other people don't at all.
That is dependent upon the individual and their sensitivities.
So people that are more sensitive, maybe even in other aspects, perhaps,
may be much more inclined to be reactive to a physical elements such as that. Now, there are some individuals that you would perceive to, let us say, be unaware or let us say unemotional or in your perception the individual may seem rough or tough or insensitive and uncaring and definitely not self-aware. That does not necessarily mean that that individual does not incorporate a significant sensitivity. They merely are camouflaging it and covering it.
Yeah.
And they may be equally as sensitive to that outside source. It merely seems that they would not necessarily be a sensitive individual. Now, that is not to say that all sensitive individuals may be incredibly sensitive to some type of outside source such as that.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the individual. Some individuals that are expressing considerable sensitivities manifest that in physical capacities.
Okay.
Some individuals manifest that in emotional capacities. Some individuals become considerably depressed and non-functioning. Other individuals generate physical manifestations and create illnesses. Some individuals create sensitivities to outside sources. All of them are indicators that the individual incorporates a significant sensitivity in different capacities. You merely manifest it or the display of it in different manners.
Okay, now, can you give me maybe like an exercise I can do or something for my breathing when it gets tight, like it constricts, other than using an inhaler?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, first of all, when your breathing begins to constrict, there are two actions that you can incorporate. First, either brew a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, not decaffeinated tea. The caffeine is very helpful and it generates a very quick response with the body consciousness. The hot water, in addition to the caffeine, the body consciousness will automatically respond to in opening.
Okay.
It flushes and it opens air passages. Therefore, that is a physical action that you can incorporate, which is relatively quick and effective. In addition to that, intentionally, first brew the coffee or the tea, which in itself is part of the method.
Yeah.
For that is distracting you away from what you are creating and focusing on an action.
Okay.
In that, when you brew the coffee or the tea, then intentionally place yourself in a comfortable position and focus on relaxing first. And in that, what you relax first is your shoulders, your neck, your torso. Shoulders first. The first reaction that the body consciousness does in relation to breathing and restricted breathing is...
Exactly, yes.
Your shoulders immediately raise.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, that first. Shoulders first. Calm, relax your shoulders. Move them to allow them to loosen. Then neck. For when the shoulders tense, the neck tenses. In that, relax your neck, relax your shoulders. Breathe in relaxing energy. Breathe out restricted energy. Then move to your torso. It is not necessary that you focus on any particular organs. That is unnecessary. Merely the torso in general.
Okay.
And in that, allowing your body, your core, to relax and breathe. And if you cannot breathe in an unrestricted manner initially, it matters not. It is a process, but it is a quick process.
Okay.
In that, perhaps the first few breaths that you incorporate will feel restricted. As you continue, and then as you begin to drink the coffee or the tea, and you lower your shoulders, you relax your neck in this, do not focus on deep breaths.
Okay.
Focus on breathing natural. Not deep breaths, not slow deep breaths. No slow deep breaths in, no slow exhaling.
I was trying that and it didn't really help.
No, that is, in a manner of speaking, pointless. In this, it is not a matter of regulating your breathing or regimenting it. Your breathing is already restricted. You attempting to breathe slowly and deeply is restricting it more.
Mm-hmm.
For you are attempting to confine it in a particular manner or control it.
Mm-hmm.
And this, that is not the point. Merely focus on breathing naturally and thinking, breathing in, relaxing, breathing out, tension and constriction. Breathing in, relax. And in that, you can close your eyes when you breathe in, open them when you breathe out. In that, but in a natural capacity. Not tremendously deep breaths and not necessarily slow.
Okay. I've been waiting to ask you that. I'm totally going to take that to heart. I thank you for that tool. My lungs, thank you.
And what are you consuming in relation to this manifestation? What has your diet been this year?
Protein. Maybe I should probably eat more veggies, I guess. I do take supplements such as echinacea and stuff like that. Sometimes it's junk like macaroni and cheese, but it says organic on the box.
That matters not.
I like soups. I'm not like it. I don't eat three huge meals a day. I've never been that kind of person. I kind of graze throughout the day. I drink beer. I like beer a lot. let's see. I drink that's like this fermented tea called kombucha. That's I think is pretty healthy. I try to refrain from fast food or like super greasy food. It just doesn't even turn me on.
I would suggest for a brief time frame work that you refrain or eliminate from your diet anything dairy.
Okay.
Other than butter.
Okay.
No cheese, no milk, no cream.
I don't do a lot of dairy because it's, like, full of hormones, but I do like cheese a lot.
I would suggest for a brief time framework until you feel more comfortable and until you stop hearing that congestion in your voice. Until you hear your voice in its natural form. Can you hear the congestion in your voice?
Yes, I've been having issues with my sinuses. Have been very sensitive this year.
Until you can hear your voice without that congestion, I would definitely suggest that you move away from any dairy products. I would also suggest that you limit your grains considerably.
Okay. All right.
Which includes pasta.
All right.
I'm not expressing to you to eliminate that, but just to restrict that considerably, temporarily, until your breathing and until your voice is back to its natural.
And that'll help with my sinus cavities as well, correct?
Yes.
Because at night I've been having issues with sinus pressure, so I'm definitely going to take that into consideration. Thank you very much for that tool.
You are very welcome.
I'm going to change the subject now.
Very well.
This has to do with my lovely mother figure. My mother figure refuses to tell me anything, including a last name, about my biological father or his family, because she's a bitch. what is his main heritage? How can I learn more, even if he's still alive? I know nothing about my other half, and she refuses to tell me. I'm sure, as you know, her and I are not very amiable, nor have we been in the past. Like, is he even alive? Is there even a chance that I might be able to find some information about the situation?
If you research you might incorporate some information.
I don't even know where to start in my research. His name's not even on my birth certificate, I checked.
It would more be a matter of moving in the direction of researching through biological capacities. Time framework. Genetics.
Like a DNA test? I know they have those out there.
Yes, you can do that. And that does incorporate much more success in researching. Is he alive? Yes.
Okay.
Let me express to you I have been presented with these types of questions previously with other individuals. And although it is not a rule, and it is not, I will also express that for the most part, I don't offer tremendous information because as much as the child may want to find the parent does not always want to be found.
Okay.
And in that, it is a matter of offering information to one of you, but also not being intrusive to any of them. And I will express that it moves in the opposite direction also. There are parents that want to find children, and the children don't want to be found.
Okay.
And this, what I would express to you, is that there are avenues in this present time framework. You have much more available to you to follow through with than in previous time frameworks. And in that, moving in the direction of time, location, and genetics,
mm-hmm.
that narrows the field tremendously.
Okay. That's good to know. Perhaps, can you tell me at least, maybe is that side of the family like more Italian or German, a considerable amount of a certain, I don't know what you call it, culture, I guess? Or is it kind of just a melting pot?
Ethnically incorporates combination of different ethnicities. I would express slightly more Greek.
Okay. I can see that. Oh, speaking of which, now that you gave me that, I'm definitely going to look into, you know, the biological, the DNA test and stuff. That's a good avenue. I'm surprised I didn't think of that. I'm very curious, is that would there be any chance of, like, Native American heritage in any side of the family? Yes? Mother or father?
Both. Not tremendous, but yes, there is a mix.
Okay. All right. In the North American region?
Yes.
Would it be in the Northeastern region? In that area?
Combination northeastern, southern eastern.
Okay. That's what I thought. Alright. There was a session I had with you in regards to this thing I had on the back of my neck I was born with. Doctors say don't remove it if it's not bothering you. I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. You said it was a focal point. Now, what is this focal point? What is it for what? What is it a focal point of?
Let me express to you. Some individuals create physical manifestations that are somewhat of an anomaly
mm-hmm.
in their physical presentment. But the anomaly is not bothersome, not harmful, and generally it merely is for a time, usually when the individual is a child, a manifestation that the individual is uncomfortable with, or embarrassed by, or is shy about. And that is usually the first display of how it is a focal point for the individual notices it. They notice it more than anyone notices it, and they generally are considerably aware of it. That is the first indicator. It is a physical anomaly that the individual has created precisely for that reason. It is easy to focus on. It is not harmful. It is not disruptive. And although for many individuals in younger years, they may be what you term to be self-conscious about the anomaly, they are naturally focused on it. In this, what is meant by a physical focal point is that this is, in a manner of speaking, very figuratively, your individual cosmic button. In a manner of speaking, it is a physical anomaly that is very easy to focus on, and that can allow the individual an avenue in which you can use that in many different capacities as a focal point. You can use it to alter your state of awareness. You can use it in relation to focusing your energy in association with accomplishing, or in relation to what you want, or in association with directing your energy in specific manners. You can even use it in connection with interconnectedness and connecting with other individuals as a flow point of energy.
Okay.
That your energy can be focused in that particular area of your body consciousness, in a manner of speaking, as a type of portal, an in and out opening.
Okay.
That one area of your body consciousness is, in a manner of speaking figuratively, similar to a hole that energy passes in and out freely, whereas the rest of your body you view as a contained unit.
Okay. Like, I had a dream, and it seems very proverbial. I was laying on a table, and there's, like, extraterrestrial-looking beings messing around with it and stuff. Whatever they were doing, but there was that association, and I've had a couple dreams similar along those lines about this. And I remember one time I did ask my doctor if I can I just get it out? Like, I don't, it's weird. It kind of freaks me out. there, if it doesn't bother you, then, you know, just leave it in there. And I'm like, so it's always something that's been in the back of my mind, no pun intended, that, like, what is this? Why did I manifest this? How come other people don't have it?
Other individuals may have other manifestations that they don't necessarily share about. And not every individual does. But there are a considerable number of individuals that create a physical anomaly of some sort with their body consciousness, which is unique to them.
And okay.
In relation to that, that is what I am expressing. You could remove it if you are so inclined, or you could use it.
Okay. How is that? Like, what, do I just push my cosmic button and
you don't
teleport?
You have to touch it. It is not. But in a manner of speaking, figuratively, this is not a matter of physical touch.
Okay.
It is a matter of concentration. Mm-hmm. And concentrating your energy in that particular area.
Okay. I'm going to have to meditate on that one.
Very well. Mm. You may even incorporate an interesting experience merely meditating. If you are meditating about that.
Okay.
For it can activate very easily.
I'm definitely going to give that a whirl. Okay. excuse me. When I was growing up, my grandfather always told me the importance of sleeping north to south. And then because of, like, the body's energy field being in line with the Earth's energy field as you're sleeping, and it promotes good health. Is this true?
What I would say to you is it is true for him.
Okay.
Or it was true for him.
Yeah.
That is what he believed.
So it's a belief system.
It is... not even a belief system. It is an idea that he believes, which means he trusted that, and therefore it is successful. But is it generally true? No.
Okay. So I don't have to rearrange my bedroom. All right. Okay, I have another funny question. So, in our house, where we reside, I swear to the cosmos that we have a black hole or something. Things just disappear. Like, and this has happened to both Aaron and I. Things just disappear. I can't tell you how many keys we've lost. I mean, very important things we've lost. I don't even know. I wish I could get rid of it. But how do you describe this? I mean, specifically at our house, any other place I go, somebody else's house, no, my keys are here. Things will literally just, or they'll disappear and then, like, pop up somewhere else. What phenomenon? I mean, is that could be an energy deposit in our house? Or is it?
There are energy deposits in your house, but I would express that it is more of an energy vortex.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sick of losing stuff. Like, I don't know if I can, with my intent, can I make it go away? I mean,
you can move it.
Okay.
Yes, you can do that.
How
can
would...
you make it disappear? Likely not, but you can move it. You can move it to another area, let us say, outside of your door or outside of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You can incorporate focusing your energy on that energy and either push it or pull it out of your area and move it to a specific other area, find a specific area that you want to move it to. For if you are not specific and you are expressing merely a general idea,
yeah,
it likely won't move.
Okay.
Therefore, it is very similar to actually moving an object. The difference is that it is not a physical object that you can touch or hold. But you can generate a very similar action. You can even, if you are so choosing, incorporate a physical action as if you were transporting it physically out of the building. But that is not necessary. Some individuals are more comfortable thinking that they are physically moving something. But okay, in that, you can move it.
Is there a specific room within the house that it's very strong?
I would say it is stronger in the living room area.
Yep, that's what I thought. Okay.
And that, what you can do is concentrate your energy on corralling that energy in a manner of speaking, and then move it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get on that. In the meantime, I'm not going to put anything important in that room. Oh, dear. Like, keys.
Ah, keys.
Yeah, you know, we have a thing about keys lately. Oh, dear. Okay, here's a fun one. So, do I have any past focuses in the 60s? I feel very considerably drawn. The culture, the cars, the music, the dress, the people. That era, I feel so strongly connected. I mean, was I like a hippie that overdosed or something in the 60s? I mean, I...
No, did not overdose.
Okay.
But yes, you do have actually several focuses in that time framework and in that genre, so to speak, also. One of which was actually killed by an individual intoxicated with alcohol.
Wow. Okay.
In a vehicle collision.
Wow. Any possibly that were in Woodstock in that era? Or went to Woodstock, I should say?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's good to know, just to have a little bit more of an understanding. You know, because I'm just, and I'm even just going through a session today, I'm really noticing how much I doubt myself. And I'm trying to figure out ways to remove doubt so that I can trust myself more.
Practice. Practice believing you. Practice trusting yourself. Believing your intuition. And in that...
How do I know if I'm right or not?
In that is the point. Express it doesn't matter.
Okay.
That is what creates the situation of you not trusting yourself, is that concentration on being right.
Yes.
It is not a matter of whether you are right or not. It is a matter of what you believe in, what you feel.
Okay, yeah, because there's a lot of times where I'm writing my questions down for a session, and I'm, like, for example, my focus and my essence color, but I'm like, no, that might not be right, you know, and then I'm second-guessing myself, but, so that's really taught me a lot to follow my impressions, and I really have to thank you for kind of encouraging me to do so.
And I shall continue to do so.
Yes.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friend.
As will I, my dear friend.
In wondrous lovingness to you, and great encouragement.
Thank you so much, Elias.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.